This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. All will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Well, welcome, folks, to yet another edition of the Corporation Nation radio program. Now in its third week. Woo, we're still fresh here. And with me today, I'm Clint Richardson, by the way. With me today is someone who needs no introduction around here, Miss Deanna Spingola of Spingola Speaks. Also an RBN host. And you know, she's had me on her show so many times now, and I have tried several times to interview Deanna on various different, venues. And each time it seems like there's some kind of technical glitch or some kind of cancellation that happens. And so I'm going to knock on virtual wood today and hope that there's no issues or problems that we have. But welcome, Deanna, and thank you very much for coming on today. It's about time that I interview you instead of the other way around.
Yes, isn't this a very big switch?
Remember, you're going to have to talk now that I'm going to be silent.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
You know, really, I'm a better writer than I am a talker. And I usually, when I'm in a crowd, unless I'm in charge of something, doing a presentation or something, I usually observe, listen into other conversations. I'm a watcher. I like to watch people. I like to watch what they do, how they, you know, just observe.
Well, that is how one learns, correct?
Uh-huh. It is. Uh-huh. Definitely.
Well, you know, I didn't really prepare a bio for you, but you have certainly been prolific in your writing, and it is good writing, I will say. You've written is your third book out?
No, it's just about.
All right,
I'm working on the indexing right now, and I left the hardest chapter till the very last, and so I get writer's block once in a while. I think, oh, I've got to force myself to finish this up. But yeah, it's coming along. It'll
well,
be out
series,
soon.
The series is called The Ruling Elite, and you have parts one and two out. Part one, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Part two, The Zionist Seizure of World Power. And part three, you already have the cover for it, looks like,
yes.
Death, Destruction, and Domination. What a lovely, lovely title that is.
Isn't that something that all women write about?
It sounds like a rock album or something. Death, Destruction, and Domination. But a title that unfortunately bears a resounding ring of truth in its description, unfortunately. So what I'm curious about, Deanna, and I've always wanted to ask you this, even in our personal talks, I don't think we've actually gone over this, but what in the heck got you? I'm always interested in what gets people rolling. What got you into, first of all, an interest in this information? Because obviously we don't grow up with it. We don't go to school and get taught world Zionism. We don't get taught all of these things. We don't get taught about the bloodline families and how they rule and have ruled for eons. You know, what is it that brought you around, or as we like to say, woke you up, you know, to an extent where you started actually researching and writing?
Well, it didn't happen just recently. I did in this latest episode, I did start writing articles for several internet sites in about February of 2005. In fact, I started with News with Views. I had read a lot of their columnists, and then I just thought, well, gosh, I'm going to submit something because I can do just as well as some of these other writers. And I did, and Paul Walter published it, and he immediately asked me if I wanted to become a regular writer. And so I said yes. And I thought, oh, gosh, what? Am I going to have enough to write about? And now, my goodness, I mean, I just, I don't have enough time to write about all the corruption and all the stuff that's going on. And when I was writing for News with Views, and I really haven't done much writing for the internet lately because I've been working on my books. Where was I going with this? Okay. When I first started writing, he would limit it to like 2,500 words. And I thought, well, how can you even cover a subject in so few words? And so, in December of 2008, a couple of publishers contacted me and asked me if I would like to write a book for them. And I was very thrilled. I thought, wow, this is cool. And so I decided to, being fair, that I would go with the first person that asked me, the first publisher that asked me. And so we made a deal and we signed a contract and everything. And then in January of 2009, I started working on a book. I thought it was going to be a single book and it was going to be called The Ruling Elite. And, you know, some other subtitle. We didn't really decide. And so I spent a couple of years writing this book and it grew really a lot. It became 1,200 pages. And then we decided, the publisher and I decided, that we would break it up into three books and do a trilogy. And then just about 3 weeks before the first one was to come out, he called me up. And he apparently didn't read it before. You know, he had an editor. He gave me an editor. And the editor really had a lot of personal things going on in his life, and so the editing was not really great. He didn't catch a lot of the mistakes, the grammar and spelling and punctuation, that kind of thing. And so it was edited, and so I turned it in, and he called me up and he said, we can't go forward with this. You have to make some changes. You have to take out all the references to Jews. And I said, how am I going to do? Well, people should know who the cabal is. And he said, well, you don't need to say the J word. People can just kind of figure it out for themselves. And then he also wanted to give me an advisor, somebody to work with me. And the somebody that he wanted to have work with me was somebody that also never said the J word, had never written a book in her life, and just had a website. But it wasn't somebody that I felt that I wanted to work with. And why all of a sudden now do I need a handler? And so sure. I thought about this for a couple of days, and since he had not honored a lot of the things that were in the contract, I felt that it was okay for me to break the contract and which is what I did, and then I just decided I would publish my own work. And I think that any time that you really want to be uncensored, even in the alternative media, that you really need to publish your own work because, well, quite frankly, the alternative media has been infiltrated by a lot of publishers who publish, they don't do much better than the mainstream media.
Sure. And there's, of course, there's a lot of memes within the so-called alternative media that lead you astray, go in the wrong directions, or just outright disinfo. And unfortunately, that is a plague that I think a lot of us are trying to remedy. We'll be back with Miss Deanna Spingola right after this.
Aspect of your life through ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Again, we're here with Deanna Spingola from none other than Republic Broadcasting. Now, Deanna, you know, I take a personal interest in this as well because I have been off and on writing my own book. And I take it very seriously, and I don't want it to be edited or changed other than my own, you know, bad grammar and horrible spelling. And I've been really considering whether or not to self-publish or to try to get a publisher. And it's a very difficult decision because, well, it sounds to me, as I've talked to other authors, that once you do self-publish, there is no way that you're going to get published, because you've basically you've basically figured out that you can work outside of their little system and all that goes with that. So, I mean, now that you're a self-published author, does that necessarily mean that you're always going to be a self-published author?
I don't think that I really don't think that any publisher would publish my stuff.
I doubt it. And that's a badge of courage. So don't worry about that. But the question is, well, I guess you answered the question. I mean, it's a closed loop system.
Sure. And I was under the impression that the two publishers who contacted me were alternative media publishers. And while they profess to be that, they aren't. Otherwise, they would, well, they would have published my stuff.
Do you wish to name
probably the name? That wouldn't be a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. I anticipate your question.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be such a great idea.
It's
just personally, I don't like to talk about other people, Well, I guess I kind of do because I do a lot of that, but yeah. I don't want to give people a bad rap unless it's absolutely necessary.
Gotcha. Well, and for those people that are interested in pursuing such a course, how does one self-publish? Because I think a lot of people are curious about the whole industry, and me in particular. I know you've told me about a few companies that you can pay and they'll edit your work or do some things. What is the process of getting a book published like this?
Well, first of all, what I did is I looked around for somebody that would do the things that I wasn't interested in, the distribution, the PR work, taking care of the copyright, getting the thing printed, do all that kind of thing. And this company that I went with is named Trafford, and I probably, I think there are other options. I think that you could publish through Lulu, and it just depends on what you're looking for, and depends on what kind of amenities you're looking for. Now, Trafford will do some editing, but there's a limitation. They have, you know, like 70,000 words. They'll say, okay, we'll edit 70,000 words. Well, my books aren't limited to 70,000 words. It's more, you know, they get really large. I mean, my books are 700 pages each. And so, you know, I have friends and family that edit, and then it's edited again, the number of words that they will edit. So I try to divide it up where everything gets edited. But in any book, in every book, I don't care what book you're talking about, what author you're talking about, there's always going to be mistakes because people make mistakes and people are the ones that do the editing. So.
Hey, I take offense to that. I will not. I will have no mistakes.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, just little stuff. I mean, just little stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Come in the
Absolutely.
Wrong place. Or.
Oh, you know, that's, trust me, people, I mean, I sometimes feel like when I write a story, an article or whatever, I almost feel like people are paying more attention to if I make a mistake on my spelling or grammar than they are actually getting the information out of the article. It's almost... I mean, to me, it's a severe flaw. If it's basically a fallacy, dismissing, well, this guy made a couple spelling mistakes, and therefore I'm going to dismiss the whole article. It's actually a very dangerous place to be. I mean, you know, I don't have an editor. I write things that are book length sometimes with no editor. And yeah, as you say, I'm bound to make mistakes. It's a very difficult task to not have an editor, not have that safety net. So, well,
but, you know, but getting back to the first question that you asked me, how I got started. I got started in phases because when I was younger, one of the first books that I read was None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen.
Sure.
And I think that was one of the books that really woke up a lot of people. Now, I've always been a reader. I've always been interested in history. And so I've always had a lot of books around me. And if there was some sort of conspiracy, I would be reading about it. For instance, the Kennedy assassination. I read Jim Garrison's book. And early on, I joined the John Birch Society because I wanted to be able to communicate my concerns with other people who also had the very same kinds of concerns. But I'm not necessarily a joiner, and I found things in the John Birch Society that troubled me, and so I quit being a member. But I worked for the Perot campaign, Russ Perot. In fact, I still have a button. But the thing I admit I lack courage because when I first got involved in looking at things, I realized that I could not talk to friends or family about my concerns because they didn't want to hear about it. And it made me somewhat unpopular. And so I kind of backed away from things and I got busy doing other activities. But it was always in the back of my mind that things in the country weren't as they should be. There were things that were going on. I recognize that you cannot trust the industry, the politicians. I also recognize because at one point I decided that we didn't need to have a television. And that was when my kids were younger. And because the stuff on TV was just such garbage. Oh, my goodness, it was such garbage. So we got rid of the TV, and we did not have a TV for at least 7 years. And then we got some pressure, and we ended up getting a TV. And the changes from the time that we got rid of the television and then purchased another one were so incredible. I thought, what the heck? Who is writing this garbage? Who is putting out this smut? And what is this doing to families? And, of course, I was always concerned about abortion and some of the other things that have been politicized. I mean, you just have to start thinking about things and looking around and saying, something's really drastically wrong here.
Well, and, this is why, again, I quit my job in Hollywood because I realized I was part of exactly what you're talking about. So I definitely can relate. A lot of people aren't willing to do that and give up the benefits of being part of that. And so, it's commendable. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
All right, folks, welcome back.
Empty your mind.
We are in the Corporation Nation radio program. Welcome. And again, a warm-hearted welcome to Miss Deanna Spingola of Spingola.com. Now, you do not just this radio show, but you also have some special commercial-free radio programs that you do. What's the website for that? Miss Spingola, are you there?
I'm sorry, I muted myself.
Oh, well. Rookie that mistake happens. That I do a lot. But you're not a rookie. So you have your Spingola specials that you do as well. What's the website for that?
It's just Spingola.com, and it's just specials that I do. I haven't done any recently because I've just been working on my book, and so somebody that I've done specials with you and a few other people, but like I said, I haven't done anything recent, but. Anyway,
well, you do so much, so I mean it's okay.
Good.
let's talk about some of your I just spent yesterday talking about Well, we went over the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and how they are law in this country. And I see that you have written some things similar to that. And I wanted to read just one or two of your articles here from them. You had an article on economic woes and the consequence of free trade. And I totally agree with your premise here. You say here that one cannot claim to cherish both sovereignty and accept free trade through what we know as multinational trade organizations and global financial conglomerates, corporations, of course. You also state that Karl Marx was a mouthpiece or a minion for the elite that you write about in your book, who advocated both the income tax and free trade, both part of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. He said that free trade breaks up old nationalities and eliminates the bourgeoisie. Now, the word bourgeoisie comes from the Well, it's obviously an old word, but it's. I think we're most familiar with it from the early 1900s, where there was literally a war against the bourgeoisie from the Lenin. It was Putin that just came out and verified that. I think he said 80%
The Bolsheviks.
Yes, thank you. I was trying to remember the word. The Bolsheviks were absolutely Jewish, and that he was giving back their paperwork and their history to them, and hoping that it would never happen again. the bourgeoisie.
Good luck. Putin. Good luck.
The bourgeoisie. Why don't you explain what the bourgeoisie class is?
Well, I termed it a small business people, small businessmen. And it isn't just since the Bolshevik Revolution that this occurred. This has always been the case. Even when you're talking in the early days of this country, we are talking about a war against the small farmers, small business people. And so it isn't just in Russia that we have this to deal with. In fact, in my first book, I talk about the function of the so-called civil war, which was not a civil war at all, but it was essentially a war against the South, perpetuated by the North, the socialist North, against the agrarian South, the biblical South, because the northern part of the country had been highly socialized by the same people that you just mentioned, Karl Marx. And he thought Lincoln was the best thing that ever happened to the country.
Unfortunately, a lot of Americans do, too.
Well, for the very wrong reason. They don't understand what happened to the country.
Right. When we talk about the bourgeoisie, when we're talking about basically most Americans, the concept here is to get people away from their land. And of course, we have real ownership of land and property in this country is really only through usury or through usufruct, where the people register their property and of course are the users of what's basically government property. And of course they incorporate their business, giving their business over to the government, and then they're allowed through licensing to practice that business in their respective states in the jurisdiction. So, I mean, it's the attack and the system that they created of pledging and everything else that we've talked about on this show is, I mean, it's nothing new other than to say it's a modern system of what's always been. So we're really talking about, when we say the bourgeoisie, we're talking about men and women who literally attempt to live on the land and function without the benefits, quote-unquote benefits, and enjoyment of government services is basically what we're talking about. That cannot be. That cannot exist. We must have national corporations, and you must be employees. Employees, of course, being a legal status. And that is basically what's been accomplished in this country and is slowly spreading across the entire world, where you have China, Indonesia, and all these what were once third world countries. The people are being taken out of their rice fields and off of their land and off their farm, and they're being essentially forced to work in these factories as employees.
And that was really the function of the so-called Civil War. It changed, it completely changed the structure of the government. It allowed corporatocracy to take over. And it was, in fact, the Rothschilds referred to their plan for America as the European plan, because they'd already attempted to implement socialism, communism, Marxism in Europe in 1848 with several of the revolutions that they had there. And they were not successful in some areas. And so a lot of the Marxists came over to America, and we're talking maybe 500,000 Marxists came over here. Mm. And they mostly settled in the North, and because they were unsuccessful in Europe in their Marxist revolutions, they thought, well, okay, we'll go over and we'll fight with Lincoln, for Lincoln. And that's what they did, to accomplish here what they were unable to accomplish there. So when we talk about a Marxist revolution, the first one was not in Russia. The first Marxist revolution was in this country.
Good point. Good point. The actual fruition of it, you might say. And of course, as we've discussed, revolution is a tricky word, because generally, and I would say all revolutions of history, the notable French Revolution and the American Revolution and all of that, have been very controlled and devious plans to create political change. Before the word terrorism ever existed, you had the word revolution, basically.
Sure.
Now a big part of this, and I wanted to talk to you about something that I find to be very important in any research or anyone I talk to, and that's someone that can take well, for instance, with myself, I can look back at some of the things I've written and I can say, wow, I was fooled back then. Even in the state of awakeness I was then, I made some serious mistakes. Like, I fell head over heels in love with a UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, not really understanding that it's commercial. You know, it's not a way to exit the system. It's a way to be re-tricked into the system through commercial venture, basically. And it sounds so good until you actually realize what you're talking about. And so I guess the way I judge people and the way I judge you is whether or not you can change your mind. In other words, when new evidence is given to you, you have the ability to even go against your own self-published work and say, hey, I had the wrong idea when I said this, and here is a correction, and here is what really is happening. And so this is one of the scariest things about writing a book, is that it's a permanent thing in history. And if you're wrong about something, or if you've got something that you didn't do correctly, then you're going to have to, unfortunately, you're going to have to go against what you've written. And I find that that's the problem with a lot of economists, a lot of historians, a lot of people who will not come out and talk about reality because they've already written their own reality.
Of course.
We'll talk about that when we get back. Stay
with us. Absolutely.
Miss Deanna Spingola.
Living in the street. Oh, there's a solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart.
All right, we're back. Here in the Corporation Nation. I'm Clint Richardson. With me today is Deanna Spingola from RBN fame. You can catch her show. Let's see, it's 11 to 1 Central Time. Isn't that right?
Yes,
Yes, on RBN right here. So now on the subject of being able to, again, change your mind or change your opinion of something based on evidence. One of the most important aspects of being a free thinker. Lenin, in one of your other articles, By Way of Deception, We Shall Do War, Mr. Lenin said that the I had not heard this quote. He says the establishment of a central bank is 90% of communizing a nation. Now, I know that you have done a lot of exploration, as I have, into the Federal Reserve. And apparently, with with continuous with continuous debate. Yeah, yeah, with continuous debate and talk about it and actually reading some of the primary documents, you have actually sort of come full circle to understand that a lot of what we have understood about the Federal Reserve is incorrect.
Exactly.
Not necessarily some of it not on purpose. Some, I believe, is a purposeful obfuscation of the truth. But again, more importantly, going by primary documents, primary documentation, not just some book that was written by someone about the subject, you have actually sort of changed your worldview of what the central bank is, what it represents, and who it truly controls it.
Exactly.
Let's talk about this, because this is a subject that really gets people going, because it's like a religion. It's like it's part of the patriot religion. You have to have an enemy, and you have to keep perpetuating that enemy as something that is controlling as opposed to something that is controlled.
Right. You said something in a program not very long ago, and I've used that quote. I changed the words just a little bit, but I did quote you in my opening remarks on a program that I did on October 18th about the Federal Reserve, and here's the quote that I used from you. The real test of a truther is when he or she can change their opinions based on evidence, unquote. Okay, so if a person such as myself or anybody else that has been researching, if you have been researching for a long time, for any length of time at all, even a couple of years, you are going to change your opinions. It's just a matter of fact. And if you're not changing your mind based on further research, then I have to question what the heck you're doing and where you're researching. And I believe that real research necessitates a person looking at both sides of every issue. And that is something that a lot of people won't do or don't do. And certainly, if you are doing a lot of research, you are going to change your mind about a lot of things. Now, when I first started writing in 2005 for News with Views, I wrote some things that I would not write today if my mm-hmm. life depended on it, because
sure.
I was just plain wrong. I hadn't done the research that I have done since that time. And people who are reading and learning, and every day people should be learning and reading and learning. That's part of what life should be about, is that we continue our education every day of our lives. And if you haven't changed your mind about something, then I must ask, what are you doing? Are you just sitting on your butt doing nothing? Because it stands to reason you're going to find new stuff.
It's like you become a heretic when you all of a sudden say, well, wait a minute, all these people out there quoting from, like I said, books that were written before the power of the internet came along and the power of actually being able to pull up, say, patents and financial reports and all of these primary documents, even the law, you know, without having to go and read a book, you can actually type in U.S. code and come up with the entire Federal Reserve Act. And you can actually discover what the heck this thing is. You can read the over, you know, 500 or 600 page annual financial reports of the board or of each individual bank, and you get a completely different understanding of what this is. And again, this is a primary resource. And so I found, and this is what you just said is exactly what I'm talking about. What I've found, especially with Walter Burian and myself trying to scream at the top of our lungs about what the comprehensive annual financial report is and how it shows a completely different version of what the economy is. In fact, the government is the economy. Because it is the central bank and because it is the main investor in all of these corporations. In fact, I'm writing an article right now that is going to blow people's minds because there's 10 different corporations in Japan, all of them, Well, the one we know specifically is Tokyo Electric Power Company, but you also have 9 other ones. And as I'm looking and I'm researching, I'm finding that government, the U.S. government, is a major, major stockholder in all of these corporations. And, of course, that's split up between all of these different pension funds and other government investments. Which,
and that occurred early on. That occurred in the 1920s when they had a big earthquake in Japan. I believe that was 1923 or 1927. I can't remember the exact date. But they had to borrow money from some bankers over here in this country. And so the bankers got a foothold into the business life in Japan. And they retained that.
You ask anybody over there in Japan who has any, you know, political knowledge or clout, and they'll certainly tell you that Japan has been an occupied country since World War II as well. I mean, there's been some horrible stories come out about the way that U.S. soldiers are based over there in some of the prefectures, and are just absolutely, you know, raping and pillaging some people over there. It's really a horrible thing. And same thing with Germany as another occupied country. There's the presence of a military base is technically, you know, the symbol of martial law, same as in the United States. So the point I guess I'm trying to make is that the way you can tell if someone is an honest soul is if they're willing to go against their own work. Is if you write something and you are then vested in that work. In other words, if you come out against your own work, you appear to be what did they label them as flip-floppers in the political elections? That's one of the most important things you can do to show your reason, your logic, the fact that you are a true researcher. And so, again, when we're talking about the central bank, when we're talking about the Federal Reserve, and when we're talking about the economy, I look just constantly just cringe and roll my eyes when I hear the news on the news, what we call an economist. There really is no such thing because the economy is an ever-changing beast. But, you know, I listen and then never a word, never a mention about the government ownership in most of these corporations, the fact that government is self-funding most of its debt, that if we just forgave our internal debt, we'd have hardly any debt at all. It's really quite an amazing thing. And I can't get people to talk about it because they've already created their own dogma because they've written about the economy or because they've written about the Federal Reserve. And now that new evidence is upon them, they will not retract their previous statements because they want to sell their books or because they want to do this. And I guess that brings us full circle to the concept that, you know, maybe I don't want to have a publisher. Maybe I do want to self-publish because if I have a publisher, how can I go against my own work? You know, I wouldn't be allowed to.
Well, you don't need to actually go against your work. You need to say, hey, you know, this is something that I have learned since I wrote that. And I have had to backtrack on some of my earlier articles that I wrote. And, I mean, there was a time that I believed in the Holocaust. Holo-hoax. And, I mean, I was totally, I bought into that completely. Oh, we've got a break.
Well, it's a very, you know, it's the probably the most important symbol of everything from reparations to the power given to this international group. So I understand why, you know, it's played so heavily, why thousands of movies are made about it, and why movies that seemingly have nothing to do with it are about the Holocaust and promoting the bad Germans and everything. We'll be back.
Oh, yes.
For the second part of the Corporation Nation.
With financial uncertainty,